We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelje along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll take you till 8 o'clock tonight. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have Wilson Alexander. Wilson covers the LSU Fighting Tigers football team for the Advocate Times-Picayune. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, you ain't going to have nothing to do for the next couple of weeks, Wilson. Man, you know, it's easy pickings for you. Transfer portal. The first national signing day, man, you'd be able to take it easy, man, every day.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in college football right now. I mean, you know, players are all
not a damn thing.
Yeah, nothing at all. Nobody's getting ready for a bowl game, and there's no recruiting, and it's all extremely quiet. Of course, I'm kidding.
Today, LSU got the first shot, and we knew eventually this would happen with Jack Besh. I think he sees the numbers there with the return. I'm going to ask you about your thoughts on Kayshon Boutte coming back. That surprised me a little bit. Now, he didn't put up the numbers this year, and he wouldn't have been a first or second round pick. I see everybody writing all that, but, man, just watching him, he wouldn't have gone in the first two rounds. He might have went in round three, but he wasn't going to go in the first two rounds. His return, Malik Nabers coming back. You got Brian coming back. You got Kyron Lacy coming back for another season. And 2 5-star recruits headed to LSU. So I can understand Besh taking a look at this and saying, you know what, I'm going to have to get my catches somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. This was becoming a really crowded receiver room with everything that you mentioned there. And this was a really hard decision for Jack, as I understand it. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, grew up in Lafayette. His uncles played at LSU. This was the school that he always wanted to go to, and he really loves this place. But it was going to be hard to continue to stand out in the receiver room and at a position that is extremely deep. And for him to continue to kind of play and build his career, it sort of seemed like for him the logical maybe thing to do, but it was hard for him to take this step. It really was. And but yeah, for LSU, things are continued to set up well at receiver, especially with Kayshon coming back. It was a little bit of a surprise, but you know, like you said, his draft stock had gone down, and he sees himself as somebody who should go in the first round, as he was projected to earlier this year. That's a big piece of it. He also really does want to win with this team and go out on an even higher note than they had this season. It helps a little bit that, you know, he's got those NIL deals that he has. It makes it just easier. But that really wasn't the motivating factor here, as I understand it. It was really more so boost his draft stock and in 2020, you know, going into the 2024 draft and come back here in order to do that. Now LSU looks really well set up at receiver.
I know one thing. People around him did a lot of research on where he would go. Wilson, he didn't make this decision on his own. He got a lot of information from people who did a lot of research on where he'd have got selected. And I think that played a big part in him coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, you know, he comes into the year as a potential top 10 pick, you know, certainly in the first round, for half of the first round. But, yeah, it was looking like, I mean, one of the mock drafts I saw had him as, like, maybe the 40th overall prospect. As you said, he could have maybe dropped lower than that. It's hard to say at this point, you know, with such a long pre-draft process to go exactly where he would have ended up. But it wouldn't have been where he sees himself. And he sees himself as one of the best receivers in the country and somebody who should come off the board really early. And that wasn't going to happen.
We're speaking with Wilson Alexander, the Times-Picayune Advocate, does a great job with LSU. Wilson, you know what I get asked more than anything right now? What the hell we could do with our special teams? Okay, Brian Pullian, I'm looking at LSU special team coordinator, the only assistant who came along with Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And then you look at the many special team blunders. Now, the season's not over, but you started the season against Florida State, then look what occurred against Georgia. And then even Coach Kelly said going into halftime, it's totally unacceptable. What does that mean? It's unacceptable. Okay, you're just going to be in charge of recruiting, and we're going to get a special teams coach? What do you think with that? Because that can obviously cost you games and have a direct impact going forward, that it seems like a lot of things they hadn't been paying enough attention to detail. Whether you look in the past at Coach McMahon and
Bobby April
and Bobby April. So I think that's one area that LSU's team has taken a step back is the special teams, maybe technique or coaching, and how are they going to be held accountable?
The other thing I'll ask you, Wilson, is do you see this team maybe signing a veteran kicker? Or you think they'll stick with Rojas and they got – Dibert, who they brought in from Michigan, do you see them maybe looking around for a kicker, or will they stay in-house?
Yeah, I'll start with the kicker question. That's not something that I've heard, is that they would take a kicker. It really hasn't been something I considered because Ramos did a pretty adequate job this year. He wasn't put in many stressful or high-pressure situations. The only one where he was the 47-yarder against Florida that he hit, and Dibert came in as the number two kicker in the country, and while he needed some development, that's still somebody who has a prospect, had a lot of upside. So we'll have to kind of see how things develop there. In terms of special teams and the coaching of it, I wish I had a better answer for you at this point. I don't know what they're going to do, but clearly something has to improve and change in some way in order for those improvements to happen. Whether Brian Kelly maybe gets more involved, whether he maybe reassigns and shuffles some people around, we're just going to have to kind of see. At this point, we don't know. But clearly special teams was a flaw of this team this season, starting from the season opener all the way down to the SEC championship game. It was an issue that never really got better, and LSU's going to have to make something happen there in order for it to be a reliable unit moving forward. What that ends up being, we'll have to see. I don't know at this point.
Now, Wilson, if I'd have told you before the game that LSU's going to score 30 points, when you think, then they might have a chance to win. I mean, I didn't think it'd be like 50 to 30, whatever. The reason why I say that, I'm looking at what LSU's streak of 13 consecutive wins when scoring at least 30 points a snap, and seven of those wins came this season. So what would you take? If I'd have told you that LSU's going to score 30, wouldn't you think, they got a chance to win? Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I would have. If you had told me they would score 30 points, I probably would have thought that they were in the game late, because it seemed like the strength of this team has been the defense for most of the year. And obviously Georgia, they just kind of ran into a team that is able to dominate when it wants to in Georgia and really exert itself physically. The Bulldogs showed what they're capable of doing on the offensive side. And, of course, there were some points there. Georgia didn't score 50 points on offense there because of the blocked kick and all that. And, and then right after the interception, which, of course, swung the game so early, they end up scoring. And, of course, that falls on the defense. But you have to kind of give them maybe a little bit of understanding there, I guess, to give up that touchdown right after the pick just because it was such a short field. And so I would have thought that, though, if LSU, because they to get to 30 points, it seemed like it would have been a good marker for this game. Obviously, the offense played well, but they just ran into a team that is at a different level at this point, and it really shows what LSU is trying to get to.
Just the Elite team, so to speak.
Yeah, they're
I used to have a friend of mine. That's how he said it. Elite.
Yeah, they
team
very
in college
elite.
Football.
Yeah.
They didn't Alabama. You've seen all these LSU games. And, man, taking nothing away from Will Anderson. He's an unbelievable player. But I think the best defensive player LSU went up against was Jalen Carter. Man, did he put on a one-man show for the Bulldogs up front?
He is fantastic. I think he's the best player in college football. And if he hadn't been injured for part earlier this season, he had an MCL injury that kept him out for two games and then also limited him in three others. if not for that, he might actually be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. He's that good, and he is really difficult to block inside. We, of course, all saw him pick up Jaden Daniels with one hand. There was actually a video of Emory Jones that had a decent pass rep against him that Cole Kubla from SC Network pointed out. But by and large, it was really hard for LSU to defend him inside. He is just a game wrecker at the defensive tackle position. And it's going to be fascinating to see what he does in the playoff as well.
Yeah, and he's got a chance to be, if it's not Bryce Young, we may see Jalen Carter be the first overall pick in the 2023 draft. Wilson, hang on a second. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to you. I know Bobby's got a question also, too, on Jaden Daniels and what's your thoughts on if you return to LSU next year. So we'll be back with more Second Guess and Wilson Alexander right after this break here on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We have on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Wilson Alexander, who covers the LSU Tigers for the Advocate Times-Picayune. Wilson, I don't think I get any more questions about this than any other. Man, and it's about Jaden. Will Jaden Daniels return to LSU in 2023? What does that do to the room? I think Garrett Nussmeier put him on quite a display Saturday. If this is an audition, he did a damn good job auditioning. We all know about Walker Howard and certainly young freshman Collins coming in. But your thoughts on where this will go with Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, it's hard to say with absolute certainty just until we hear from Jaden himself and what he's going to ultimately do. There are a lot of signs and just sort of reading tea leaves and talking to people that indicate that he there's a good chance that he will be back next year. But we're going to have to kind of wait and see just to make sure. There's a lot sort of pointing in that direction. He wants to get drafted fairly high. He has a lot of confidence in himself. You've seen certainly examples like Hendon Hooker, Tennessee, of course, Burrow being the best one, just here at LSU a few years ago, of what can happen in that last year of eligibility if you use it well and continue to develop. And he's gotten a lot better under the staff. And if he continues to take another leap, he could really put himself in, the conversation as, it's certainly a maybe top three round draft pick and then maybe even go from there. What that does for the room, of course, if he comes back, then you've got your starting quarterback back. It doesn't necessarily, it'll be really interesting to see exactly how Brian Kelly and LSU would handle that because Garrett looked so good at the SEC championship game and you created just so much excitement about his future. He still had some mistakes that they had to clean up. Brian Kelly said as much, and you saw it with the pick and the double coverage and the fumble late. He made some risky throws that he's known for, but he also showed just how good he can be at times and just the electric arm talent that he possesses. I mean, there's very few quarterbacks who have that and do what he can do. And so it'll be fascinating really to see how this unfolds. If Jaden doesn't come back, then, Garrett is certainly in line to become the starter. And Walker has been looking great behind the scenes from everything I'm told. They're really, really excited about him. So really, by and large, there's good things with the LSU quarterback room. This is a talent that has lined up well for the future, even looking really far ahead. Colin Hurley is committed. He's one of the top quarterbacks in his class in 2024. And so LSU's in a pretty good position at quarterback, kind of no matter what I think happens with Jaden and Garrett over the next few, however long, until we know exactly what's going on.
Now, Wilson, what is the perception or your understanding of how the fan base, that being the LSU fan base, views the team considering, well, you beat Alabama, you win the SEC West, and we all know it kind of went downhill from the A&M game. Look at LSU, 94 looks to their bowl trip to try and, change their two-game losing streak and with a win. How different is if LSU finishes 10-4 or 9-5? I mean, I don't know. I think it just sounds a whole lot better. Now, it doesn't affect it next year, but to beat Purdue in the Citrus Bowl and be 10-4 instead of 9-5 and closing the season with three straight losses.
Yeah, Brian Kelly was asked this on Sunday on a teleconference, and I thought his answer was interesting because he said that internally it doesn't really change what the progress that he thinks they've made this season in terms of building the culture and in creating those habits and all those little things that have been going on behind the scenes. that have been, of course, showed up on Saturdays in a lot of these wins to show the development of this team. But it really just does help sort of in terms of all the off-season conversation. You know, we've got 8 months of people talking about LSU. If you say 10-win LSU that went to an SEC championship, it does sound a lot better than 9-win LSU that lost its last three and, oh, did they kind of fall off at the end of the year? It just sort of creates – erases like a lot of the any sort of, like, worry in the sort of public perception about where this program is heading, continues to reinforce the positivity that there's been so much of it built up. I don't think it necessarily matters, like, in the long-term view of what's happening inside the building, but it just kind of gives the fan base a boost. Because I think the fan base is really happy with what Brian Kelly has done in year one. There's reason not to be, getting back to the SEC championship and winning the West and really exceeding a lot of the expectations people have for this program. But it'll just continue to sort of reinforce that if they can win this bowl game and get to that 10 win marker.
Wilson, all I know is, man, Coach Miles used that as a flag. Double-digit wins. Man, because he considered a big gap between 9 and 10. He thought that was so big to get double digits, and so I get it. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Wilson.
Hey, thanks for the time, y'all. Have a great evening.
All right, you too, Wilson. Thanks so much. We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.